Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have a very important topic, and that was asked by one of my listener. And yesterday I received a mail in which one of my listener has posted, Ted, do you know the reality of why the sky is blue? So there is actually, and he has also mentioned, and that just because of that point I became a little bit happy, because he has mentioned that why the sky is blue in this material world. He has mentioned that material world term. So he wants to know the reality of it. So let me tell you, because as you might be knowing, that I'm always saying that both positive and negative forces are influencing our lives, and 90%, or I must say, to be honest, 99% of the time our minds are getting influenced by the negative forces, because not just one negative forces, there is not only one negative force, there are lots and lots of negative forces. Now yes, where I was, I was saying that so why the sky is blue, that is a very it might look obvious, but it's a very deep question, because let me tell you the reality of it, then you will totally be taking this topic seriously. So let me speak. So see, you need to understand that it's an illusion. As I have already told you, it's a world of negative forces. So it's an illusion that sky is blue. Sky is never blue. Let me tell you the fact, the reality of it. Sky is never blue. What we are seeing in the sky, that is the universe actually. But now universe is now, we are not able to see the universe. Why? That's a very good question. Just because of the sun rays and the clouds. Now these two combinations are hiding the universe in the daytime. Now this is the reality. That's why we are thinking sky is blue and all that nonsense. Sky is never blue. Universe, when it gets when due to just like due to just come since the universe is, let's say, taking the case, assuming that universe is, let's say, blue, or let's say actually it's everything we at night, what we are seeing in this, what we are seeing in the universe, what we are seeing in the sky, we are seeing that it is bluish or deep bluish or black. Somebody will be thinking that it's black. So okay, let me take it black only. Okay, no issues. Now at night we are having this opinion in our mind, but when day comes, then what happens? Then due to sun rays, see, the universe is always black. Let me tell you that, let me just assume that there is no light on in the universe. Let's say assuming light does not mean like bulb and all. Light means there is no, like, one source of light is sun, but assuming that there is no light, that means assume that there is no sun and all. Now universe is black. Yes, universe is black. Now think like that universe is just a dark room. Just put all the light off, and now just light a candle. Now this is that candle. Assume that candle is sun. Okay, now assume that candle is sun, and that entire room, do you think that entire room will be lighted? No, it that candle does not have the capacity to light. That means you can't see each and every corner of your room, all the dust particles, just by using that candle. That candle has not that capacity. So assume that similarly, that sun has not that capacity to light the entire universe. No, so like that, just correlate it with. So whatever I'm saying now, so now what happens in the morning,
Now, since that universe is a dark room, assuming that it's a dark room and that sun is a candle, but for Earth, it is closer to sun. Now, since it is closer, is the third planet nearest, is the third one. Earth is the third most planet that is nearest to sun. First is Mars. Not Mars. Mars is, the, is in... And is not in the that position of Mars is fourth. First is second is Venus. First I don't know right now what is the first planet that is actually Mercury. Yeah. So Mercury and then Venus and then Earth then Mars. It is a sequence. So let me forget that. Now, since it is closest to the sun, so now. Now you have to understand that in a, let's say in a dark room, wherever there is candle, at least those portions are at least visible. That means wherever you, we will be taking candle, then those particular portion or particular spot, we can easily identify what materials are here and there like that. So similarly, since it is closest to Earth, so now Earth, so that's why even though entire universe is black, that means there is no light, but since Earth has light and it is closer to sun, it is closer to Earth, so that's why in the morning we are able to see that, and it's a reflection of the universe with the sun rays, and when it when the sun rays get into the cloud, touching the cloud and making us feel. Actually, see, the reality is, I'm saying you always cloud, there is no cloud and all that. It's the reflection of Earth, sun rays on the this universe, on the universe. And we are getting a blue picture. Now, that is the reality. Don't think about cloud and all. Sorry. Because cloud is not everywhere. So there is no point of reflection and all that. Now, so there is no point of cloud. No need to include that concept cloud. So the it's the reflection of sun rays over the universe, and then we are getting reflected back. Whatever light is getting, that we are getting is what is that blue color. Now, let me tell you one more thing that is also very important. That like it's just same like. Like if you pass some ray then into the mirror, then you are getting not same light. Sometimes you are even getting vibhor, that is all the seven colors of a rainbow. So that's just like that. It's a reflection, or when the sun rays are reflected on the universe, and then we are getting that color, whatever color that we are getting, that is blue. So this is the reality of why. So what is the important moral of this story, as I must not say story, sorry, moral of the topic. The moral of the topic is we are always seeing the universe. Now this is the reality. Now if you can doubt on me and think that noted, we are not seeing the universe, one can definitely ask me this question. Then you have to understand that at night what you are seeing, where are the stars? You are seeing the stars, then where are they living? They are in the universe. So almost all the time we are connected with God. Now this is the red pill. So almost all the time, that's why I am saying na how, because people will definitely be asking me, Ted, you are always telling positive force and negative force are influencing. How negative force is influencing? Yes, I got it, Ted, because this is the world of negative force. It's material world. It's the world of negative force. But now how positive force can influence from the universe? Because we are always in touch with the universe. Earth is in the universe. Earth is in the outer space. That you know that it very well. Where is Earth? Earth is inside that universe only. All the solar systems are inside are a part of solar system. So it's obvious that we will always be in the universe only. So that's why both positive force and negative force in this way, they are influencing us. So let me wrap it up. So I think you got it. And also that listener, because I have told him that I will be replying in my next episode. So let me wrap it up. So okay, bye bye.